Gusts up to nearly 40 miles per hour. A wind advisory in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We should see highs in the mid-60s is all today. It's 52 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Walks further down the street, the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go.
Another one, Bites the Dust by Queen. Yep, I am biting the dust right now. I'm getting ready to wrap the show up. I appreciate each and every one of you who joined us this morning. It's, without you, we don't have shows, and we love to talk with you. And we love to talk to our amazing guests. We had Chairman Michael McDonald. We had Victor Jakes from the Review Journal. We had Pat Cassell from the Multi-Group Care Group. It was amazing insurance. We had amazing people. I just want to thank them. Again, this is my first time ever hosting a show. I want to thank Kevin Wall and the crew here that are amazing, who made me feel at home. Mark and I can't think of his name. I'll get it here in a minute. Mark and Handy. My bad. I get it. Don't worry about it, people. It's radio. It's live. It's local. It's KMZQ, right? I thank you guys for joining me. Hopefully we did you right this morning, and you've got a great a learning experience with us. Again, I wish our listeners here a wonderful Thanksgiving, that you guys enjoy, each and one of you, because giving thanks, it shouldn't be just one day. It should be every day. Thanksgiving is making sure the people around you are being thanked and giving thanks for what you got. It might be a little or it might be a lot, but if you have a lot, give a little to somebody else. I hope to host this show maybe one more time or a couple more times, or because I hope I did a great job. I hope I lived up to your expectations here on the show, the Kevin Wall Show. By the way, Kevin is on vacation. I am filling in for him. He is on a cruise. Yes, he's probably lifting a nice beverage up. I'm not going to say alcohol, just a beverage up. And he's saying a toast to all you out there who listen to him. And I know he's thankful that you listen to him each and every morning during the weekdays from 6 to 9. So I'm Kevin Child, filling in again for Mr. Kevin Wall. And again, we're live, we're local, we're on the Strip. We are on the Strip, right next to the airport. It's absolutely gorgeous in this control room. And I have amazing people that are helping me with this show. And again, I can't thank them more than enough. And I hope they have a wonderful Thanksgiving again. I know I repeat myself, but it needs to be repeated when you thank people, because sometimes they just don't listen, right? It sounded like our president there whispering into the microphone. Forgive me for that. So again, we're live, we're local. Me, Kevin Child, I'm wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. We're live, we're local, and we are AM 670 KMZQ. Really quick is we're going to I'm got an earlier chance to talk to the chairman of the Republican Party. And I was asking him, what can you tell us about the Nevada caucus?
It's an issue that we had before. You know, the legislature in the 2021 legislative session passed a primary law for the 24 cycle that basically gave political parties the option to use the results of either the nomination or keeping their existing process. And, you know, for many people that have been involved in this process, you know, we have a great Republican turnout for primaries and the generals. But more importantly, it's when you see the motivation, we've been having caucuses in Nevada since the 80s, 70s. We had a closed primary that was held in 76, and they overturned it back in 84, I believe. And then we had one in 96 where they went to a primary, and that immediately they took advantage of that and put it back. So it's easy for the caucus. The caucus is something where, especially right now, the reason the Nevada Republican Party voted for the caucus, and it was not my decision, it was the decision of the body of the Republican Party, even though my critics, the left-leaning former columnists that have all been fired from the RJ, take shots at me. It's pretty simple. When you look at it, Governor Lombardo tried to pass a bill this last legislative session that basically would have given us voter ID. And over 80%, Republican, Democrat, Independent, want voter ID in some form. You know, they want to have it so you can present your ID, get your ballot, so we know who's voting. And he wanted to repeal the mass mail-in ballots. Basically, if you want a ballot, you could say you write your process, whatever city you're in, and say, look, I would like to have a mail-in ballot. I can't make it to the polls. You know, my mom's sick or, you know, I'm bedridden. And then you'd mail a ballot. When that didn't happen, Governor Lombardo's bill never even got a hearing, not one hearing, which I can never recall that ever happening in the legislative process. It was total disrespect to the governor and the Republican Party. So the overwhelming body said, look, we're not going to get a fair shot at this, because the way this law is written right now is that you can walk up and you can change your registration the day of the process. So not to say this would happen, but it's very likely, and I think it's happened in the past, where we've had a bunch of Democrats change their registration, vote in our primary process, and then change their votes back. This would allow them to do it the same day, and it could actually affect the outcome of who we're going to nominate for the President of the United States. Basically, they'd be able to play in the process. And when that started happening, the body itself started looking at it and made an educated decision. There were some people that were upset with it, and once the vote came down, they voted for it. This passed almost 97% at the meeting, and it was a great way to get across.
And that was at the state meeting, right, Michael? Chairman, that was at the state party, right? You're meeting up in Winnemucca, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And what it does, it allows, you know, you have to have an ID. So it's a very simple process. You walk into your caucus site, which will be somewhere in your neighborhood vicinity. You're going to be voting with your neighbors out of your precinct. So it's a good way to get to know your neighbors as well. You literally walk in, you show your ID, you receive your ballot. And all ballots are secret. I mean, it's not something where the media has lied and said, oh, you have to do it in open process. You don't. You get your ballot. You can make your decision. If you're in a hurry, you can mark your ballot, drop it, and leave. Or you can stay and be part of the process itself and participate in the actual caucus. And then you vote. And at that once the time has gone over, you're here for a couple hours if you want to be. It shouldn't take that long. I think most of it is talking to the couple people that ran it last night. We had dinner, and we went over it. The most they've had it was pretty much about 45 minutes from start to finish to run their precinct, their caucus.
So, Chairman, what are the dates of the caucus? Is there just one date, or is there one day? Is there
one
week?
Day, February 8th. So February 8th is going to be the caucus. It's literally one day. So we've, you know, thanks to the media, they've done a great job of putting this out there for us. And it's pretty much been in the news over and over again. And that's been great for us. We're also going to contact them, our Republican voters. This is just Republicans. We're going to contact our voters and tell them the sites and locations and where they're at.
All right. And so
it's February 8th.
February 8th. And it goes to what? What time does it start in the morning?
We're going from 5 to 8.
Okay, 5 in the morning. Yeah. Okay, got it. So then, yep. And then there's various locations where they'll be able to vote, correct?
Yes, all over the city. There'll be various locations. If you took place since you and I've been born, Kevin, if you took place in a presidential, in the selective primary vote for the president, you operate in the caucus.
Again, that was Michael McDonald. I want to thank him for being our guest this morning. And again, that was Michael McDonald. We're KMCQ 670. I'm filling in for Kevin Wall. Yes, it's a pleasure to fill in a seat with Kevin, for Kevin. And again, I wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. God bless you and all your family members. Remember, invite somebody over to your house if they have no place to go. It's just that little kindness, guys. And I appreciate you listening to me and putting up with me this morning. My first inaugural show as being a host, a fill-in host. Again, I want to thank the crew here. And again, Mark and Andy, amazing people here at KMZQ 670. And we're live, we're local, and we're having fun this morning. And I hope you do too. Have a blessed week. And I'm out of here. Enjoy, people. God bless you.
Don't you love her way? Tell me what you say.
A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Over the years, Lerner-Rowe has helped over 150,000 injured people recover billions of dollars for their injuries and over $1 billion in the last 5 years alone. What does that mean to you? That means that Lerner-Rowe is a law firm that not only has experience, but the proven results to recover money for your injuries. The insurance companies know which attorneys won't put up a fight. When you call us, we call them, and they know they have to pay.
Lerner-Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, November 20th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. First Lady passed away. Loss for Dana Carvey. United Methodist Church exodus. Library book long overdue. And the most expensive bottle of whiskey ever sold. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, First Lady Rosalynn Carter passed away at the age of 96. Her husband said, "Rosalynn was my equal partner in everything I ever accomplished. As long as Rosalynn was in the world, I always knew somebody loved and supported me." They got married when he was 21 and she was 18. Jimmy Carter's now 99. They've been married 78 years. More sad news. Comedian Dana Carvey's son has died from an accidental drug overdose. No more details than that. His son was 32. He wrote on Twitter, "My wife and I have been overwhelmed by your love, your personal stories, your compassion. We will be taking a break from work and social media as I try to figure out what life looks like now that we are a family of three." 110,000 people have died from drug overdoses in 2022, 75,000 of those from synthetic opioids. At the close of Saturday Night Live, one of the cast members held up a sign, "We love you, Dana and Paula." The United Methodist Church is in a bit of a spot. In 2019, the United Methodist Church decided to allow congregations to leave by the end of 2023. Well, here we are at the end of 2023. This is about the church's views on homosexuality and gay marriage. As of August, 6,000 congregations have decided to leave. There are 24,000 remaining. The North Georgia Conference has 700 churches, 261 of them just left on Saturday. Choose your church carefully. 1 Timothy 4:16, watch your life and doctrine closely. The world's most expensive Scotch whiskey was sold at Sotheby's in London. The Macallan 1926 is one of 40 bottles drawn after aging in sherry casks for 60 years. The expert at Sotheby's said he tasted a tiny drop. He said it's very rich. It's got a lot of dried fruit, a lot of spice, a lot of wood. How much do you think it went for? They expected between $900,000 and $1.4 million. The final price? $2.7 million. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
For the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Monday, all of us have experienced sudden disaster. Something bad occurs out of nowhere. Who saw the savage Hamas attack coming last month? How about the death of Matthew Perry? More than 100,000 people have died from drug overdoses this year, and none of those poor souls thought their conduct would strike them down in an instant. Now, some disasters like substance abuse can be avoided, but most so-called acts of God cannot. We are at the mercy of a universe no one can understand. So, we have to prepare for disaster, even if it never arrives, which is doubtful. Americans must put aside enough money to protect themselves from injury and health maladies. We should not be dependent on the government or other people for our survival. This forward-looking self-reliance is largely rejected by the progressive philosophy. There, individual protections like weapons and financial independence are bad. Faith should be put in the government to help and protect you. Unbelievably foolish. But progressives now control the White House and much of the culture. And millions of young Americans are buying in. Ironically, that will lead to certain disaster down the road. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Forrest, concierge member. All right, Forrest says, unfortunately, Bill, complicated global strategies beyond the mental capacity of Blinken and Sullivan as well. I don't believe that. Okay, I think Secretary of State Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan know what's going on. You know, I don't know them personally, but I think they know, they understand what's happening. Now, whether they are going to come up with policies that are going to be productive for the USA, that's the question. They certainly didn't in Afghanistan, right? Couldn't get worse than that. But to say that they don't have the mental capacity, no. Politics may gut them, but they know what's going on. Leah, Biden's mental capacity is diminished, no doubt, but as my opinion is also on the take from China. I'm glad you put in, it is my opinion, Leah, and you are absolutely entitled to it. But if you're going to say he's on a take, you got to have hard evidence. Okay? House committees are working on it. Nicholas Bavaro, Eugene, Oregon. This state passed a bill to legalize drug use a couple of years ago. It has failed big time, so now they want to reverse the law. Ads on TV are supporting keeping drugs legal, saying nothing good has ever happened by locking people up. Well, I've been the victim of theft and car break-ins 7 times in 5 years by drug addicts that are camped all over my neighborhood. The good that comes from them being locked up is they can't victimize me. Great letter, Nicholas. I lived in Oregon. When I was there, it was a little loony. Now it's full blown. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Riley Update brings you something you might not know. 234 years ago today, New Jersey became the first state in the Union to ratify 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Here is the story behind the Bill of Rights. In the summer of 1787, delegates from the 13 original colonies convened in Philadelphia to form a permanent government. The original Constitution outlined a system of checks and balances, but did not enshrine individual liberties. Recently emancipated from the tyrannical King of England, the American people demanded strong guarantees for their hard-fought freedoms. Inspired by Thomas Jefferson, written by James Madison, the Bill of Rights listed specific principles the federal government could not deny its citizens, and here they are. The First Amendment, freedom of religion, speech, the press, and the right to assemble. The second, the right to own a firearm for self-protection. Three, soldiers cannot enter a person's home unless invited. Four, no search and seizure of private property without a warrant or consent. The Fifth Amendment, the right to due process and protections against self-incrimination. Six, the right to speedy and a public trial. The seventh, the right to a trial by a jury of our peers. The Eighth Amendment, the prohibition of cruel and unusual punishment. Nine, the principle of limited government. The rights of U.S. citizens will be protected whether specifically listed in the Constitution or not. And the 10th Amendment, all powers not relegated to the federal government are given to the states. And here's something else you might not know. The first public copy of the bill was published in 1789 in the Connecticut Gazette. The newspaper is a stark reminder of the Founding Fathers' contradictory view of slavery. On the same page as the Bill of Rights is a local advertisement. A man from the town of New London offering a $10 reward for the return of his runaway slave. Back after this.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's rated excellent on Trustpilot. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will encrypt your online data as well. So improve your digital privacy and protection with one simple click. Get the special Black Friday deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.